working in healthcare, you know, I've been at Sanford for around 5 years, and I just think the impact that we can make in the community to make sure that the community is healthy and safe and has the resources that they need, so that we can provide great healthcare to rural North Dakota. You know, there was a time, I think, when to get this type of healthcare, you had to go out of state, but I'm really proud of the work that we're doing so that everybody can get their care close to home.
Yeah, and this is probably the issue for North Dakota. There are tons of changes going on in Congress right now. How do you do it and maneuver that, and how does it cost? But give yourself a report card on how Sanford is doing it and where you want to do more of it to say, well, if I live in, you know, Newtown, what kind of care am I getting? If I live in Bowman, do I have to drive to Bismarck? Talk a little bit about how you're bringing health care to them and how you do a lot of that through technology, but how you recruit the people to do it.
Absolutely. So I think to start off, it's really utilizing resources. You know, we talk about technology and how we can utilize that in rural North Dakota. You know, we have a virtual healthcare clinic right now that's been stood up down in Sioux Falls, where we're able to offer telemedicine resources to rural North Dakota, and then hopefully get those folks additional care or a different level of service up in the Bismarck or the Fargo area to get the care that they need. As you think about rural North Dakota and how we support, I think workforce becomes our number one concern. You know, we've got the lowest unemployment rate in the country right now in North Dakota, which is fantastic for our economy. But it also means that we're still facing some significant workforce shortages, especially in critical and industries like healthcare.
Yeah, it makes sense. What else do you want to tell us about this?
Absolutely. So one of our big strategies, probably our primary strategy, I would say, when it comes to workforce, is really looking at the great workers that we have in North Dakota and growing that talent organically. And part of that process is working in K-12 and getting people excited about what different health careers there might be. I think post-COVID, we saw a number of students, you know, leaving the industry and not enrolling in some of those higher education institutions where we have those health careers, and we've seen a bounce back from that. And I think a lot of that is due to some of the work we're doing in the K-12 space, where we're offering job shadows or career exploration or different programming to get them excited about the careers.
Oh, no, that makes sense, because those careers are so important. Do you have the funnel you need for them? Could you use, 100% more? And how do you do it? Because I hear you. I hear everything you're saying, but none of it happens without people.
Absolutely. And to answer your question, I would take 100% more. I don't know that we need 100% more, but I'm going to take everything that I can get. Last year, we did something really neat, and we decided to run our own conference for K-12. And so we brought 250 students into Bismarck from rural North Dakota and the community here in Bismarck-Mandan. We had about 40 booths with different careers that they could explore, different educational partners they could enroll with. And so it was a great program. We're actually doing it again this year. So on October 14th, we're going to hold our second annual Health Career Exploration Conference. And our goal is to have around 500 to 600 students and have that same kind of philosophy of them being able to do some hands-on activities and learn a little bit more about the different careers that are in healthcare, and then also visit with some of our our higher education partners on how we can funnel and pipeline them to those universities and institutions, and then hopefully they become an employee for us down the road.
So you recruit for a living, and you do it very well in a very large and complex organization. Talk about how people can listen to you today and say, I want to be that person. I want to be on that wall. What should they do?
Absolutely. They can go to our career site, so it's sanfordcareers.com. There's a number of pages on there that they can click around through. We've got around 6,000 jobs that are open in the entire system, so that would include every facility in our footprint, so not just North Dakota. But you can look at the different careers that are available. And on top of that, we have an Aspire page, and so that's for our K-12, where it's going to have all that programming for high school folks that are looking to get in those careers. And so that'll have some different things around career fairs or different career exploration opportunities. And then I would also be remiss not to talk a little bit about some of our sponsorships that we have as well. And so there's a page on there for that as well. So it's sanfordcareers.com.